Hello and good evening. It's a Tuesday night in Arthur's Hill, and what have we done is a long awaited Amsterdam special of the podcast.
You've waited 3 weeks.
I think I've waited over 3 weeks. We've been humming and hawing whether to do this bloody podcast. You know what? And COVID set in and we thought we're not gonna be able to meet up. But this is a business. And it's show business, and this is an office. So we're all allowed to meet on a professional capacity, drink some bevs and talk some shit, innit?
Is it not just remote?
It's not remote.
Yeah, I don't know why you're not saying we're not on Zoom, Lloyd.
Scratch that, everyone. We're on Zoom.
Zoom in the room.
It's Zoom in the room. It's Rodecaster, but remote. So this is Rodecaster, where I'm joined with my trusty assistant, my very own Andy Richter to my Conan. It's Duncan Arnold.
Hello, Mildred.
and then we have the man with the biggest head in Newcastle, who is 3-0 down on episodes of podcasts in our bet. We have Sniper's Dream, Zach Ridley.
Yeah. Big rig.
Is that how you introduce yourself?
Yeah, just go for Clinton Baptiste.
Getting the word like nonce.
If I'm gonna let anyone know who I am, I'm gonna use a rogue reference from a sitcom that's not made to
watch. Does essentially presuppose that.
Presuppose. Essentially nonce.
Essentially,
does.
Yeah.
It's, I think it came after, but
I also want on the record that Sniper's Dream is a long form name. Snipes for short.
Yeah.
It's Snipes for short.
And then Wesley.
Or Wezza.
Or Wes.
For Wesley Snipes.
People at Wiggins call me Sniper's Dream as well, but I'm not too sure they ever told them the story.
I think it's
just sun spread round.
I think it was on national television.
It was Bob Mortimer. If we haven't ripped off a fake mince enough, we've brought it into our own common lives. Yeah, but you know, we'll crack on with it. You know,
I like
Sniper's Dream. Well, me and Zach, if you don't know him, we met at a Grandmaster Flash concert.
We did.
It was
for young Duncan's birthday, I believe.
It was his 21st birthday. Yeah. And what a concert it was, wasn't it? There was only 200 people there. Break dancers. And it was Grandmaster, man. It was the legend himself.
Duncan got around him, I believe.
Which is unusual.
Unusual behaviour.
Not on my birthday. I wouldn't have had any money.
Still don't.
I had to lend Duncan 50 quid to come out on my birthday. Had to wake him up, butt naked.
what year was that?
What was it?
We live in Heaton Park Road to about 2016, I'm going to say. Mm. About that, yeah.
So how's the lockdown treating you, Zach?
I mean, it's all right. I'm commuting to the lakes because there's no work in Newcastle at the moment, so that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
That's pretty
How fun. You find the lakes?
Full of bumpkins, mate. Full of absolute bumpkins. If there's any lakes people listening to this...
They didn't know who Keith Chegwin was, did they?
They didn't know who Keith Chegwin was.
Pieces of shit.
That year when all celebrities died, you know, got the classic answers of Bowie, which is a great shout. Prince, which...
terrible shout.
Terrible shout.
Should have died sooner.
I brought up Keith Chegwin. Not a single reaction. Who the fuck's that?
Not a single Keith Chegwin reference.
No respect for Cheggers.
He played pop, didn't he, Duncan? He played pop.
Cheggers played pop.
So, have you had any COVID scares?
Funny you should mention this, Lloyd. Funny you should mention this. So, I live with a guy called Dryden, American chap, nice enough guy.
Is he a Yankee Doodle?
He's a Yankee Doodle.
There's only Dryden's in bloody America.
There's only Dryden's kicking about.
Is that his first name?
It is. He's named after a hockey player called something Dryden.
Dryden McDryden.
No, he's called Dryden DeMarco. He's white as fuck, though, so like, it doesn't quite work.
Father of Mac DeMarco, strangely enough.
Strangely enough, yeah. So anyways, we're going on the train, you know, commuting. We're between Newcastle and Carlisle, which it's a train journey which gets longer every single week. I think it's all about an hour. It's now up to 2 hours 40. It just gets longer every week.
Every week it gets longer.
You've
got to get out and push the train at one point.
I saw a horse escape from a farm the other day. That was pretty fun. Just dipped out a fence and just like rolled out.
Like Chicken Run? Did they do?
No, it literally just leant out a fence and just rolled out.
You couldn't have done that.
No, I could. So anyways, we're halfway across the Carlisle. And he just leans over to me and goes, Zach, can you keep a secret? And I said, what do you mean, can I keep a secret? He says, I haven't been able to taste for 2 days. Now, if you follow along at home, that's one of the symptoms for coronavirus.
It's a very common symptom of coronavirus.
Very common symptom. So we get to Carlisle, we've got a half an hour layover, and we'll go get some food. We walk 5 minutes up Carlisle House Street.
I've got some food. I've got a taste out. I've got a salad.
I thought maybe he had some very bland food over the last 2 days. Yeah. Maybe a Greg steak bake would, kick in the system.
A bit of spice.
So yeah, we walk up 5 minutes up Carlisle House Street, and he's out of breath. Now, as a young man, you shouldn't be out of breath walking 5 minutes up a road.
I don't sure about that.
Duncan is the king of being out of breath.
Duncan, I'll put it to you this way. Very flat road. No hills involved.
I still pant on flats.
We didn't go to the Cumberland Arms for 2 years because you wouldn't have gone me the hill.
Well, no, I'd go to the Cumberland Arms only if we weren't approaching from the wrong direction.
Only if it was Shields Road.
So anyways. So,
Morrison's to Cumberland. It's fine.
Taxi's back up the hill.
So we hit, symptom number two. He starts coughing loads.
Oh, Christ.
So we get from Carlisle to Penrith to Windermere to Ambleside. Again, he's kept the mask on the whole time. Very weird. We should be able to take masks off, but he can't because he's scared he's got corona. He goes, Zach, I'm going to have to go tell the managers. Okay, cool. I'm going to stay here, chill out for a bit. You go do your business. He rings me on the way back, which is about 2 minutes walking time, and says, Zach, you need to isolate too. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean I have to isolate too? We live together and we've just commuted, 3 hours on the train together. I was like, you're right.
Did he test positive?
He got tested the next day because apparently getting tested in Ambleside Lakes, real fuck on. The nearest place you could get tested was Preston, which is about an hour's drive away.
Preston North End for any football fans out there?
Preston North End, yes. So anyways, normally, from what I've heard, from family, friends, associates, you get the results back the next day. I was isolated for 69 hours. I kept
69, you were
69 hours.
You dirty bastard.
What were you doing for those 69 hours?
I kept count before I got given the negative result. I was told to be at work half an hour after the test.
He swiped every girl in Tinder in Ambleside.
It's not your first negative result either, is it, Zach?
Ambleside Tinder, not a strong game. Not a strong game.
Not a,
I've had to extend
not a wide bench.
Not a large amount of fish in the sea in Ambleside.
Depth in numbers, no.
There's none. But anyways, that was my first corona scare of the week.
Oh, there's another one?
There's another one, So, get the negative tests up there, go to work for 3 days, come back to Newcastle to enjoy my little weekend back in Newcastle. I wake up the next morning, a little bit hungover, on Thursday afternoon. Met a go to meet my man for some food. My other roommate, Adam Lee, rings us up and says, Zach, I've got a very persistent cough. I'm going to Bishop Auckland to get a test.
What, in tribute?
Up and down the north.
Of a certain Dominic Cummins.
Very much similar,
Did he have to public transport? He's weird.
No, his girlfriend gave him a lift.
Oh, that was bad.
She also got a test
in the wind.
For very little reason.
I hope they're not asthmatic.
Well, he is a little bit asthmatic now.
What an unhealthy household that he couldn't taste for a couple of days. Didn't have it. Now, I've never not been able to taste for a couple of days. What's the hell's wrong with him?
I don't know. He seems to be a bit of a Doyle. All
right. I'll Google it.
I have worked out there's a common symptom.
I'll Google it
right
now.
They both had tabs about 2 days beforehand, and they're not normal smokers. So I think the symptoms were just delayed smoker's cough.
I've Googled can't taste on Ambleside. It says he has AIDS.
Right.
So, Dryden.
I'll let him know.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let him know later. So, I spent 5 days isolated for 2 negative tests. Which, I'm not going to lie, piece of shit.
My sister went on a boat holiday.
They're brilliant, honestly.
Oh, they did not enjoy it at all.
What, like a canal boat?
My dad could not drive the boat.
It's simple.
He could, well, maybe you will. Well, if you want to tell me dad this,
no, I will. What, I will.
Apparently, the rope untied while they were asleep. So one what?
Just wrong knots.
So he never did. He's bloody. What is it?
Pioneers. Duke of Edinburgh.
Duke of Edinburgh.
D of E. I never did that.
I went to the like meeting first.
Well, you got further than us.
No, it's not for you, son.
Yeah, they mentioned two things: volunteering and walking up and down hills. I'm like, this is not for me. This is not for that.
Is there any whiskey involved?
There was no whiskey involved, no gin. Very little craft beer.
Could have used you as a beacon call.
So the boat came undone, and the back end went out, and he was blocking the whole canal. So he was waking up by a lot of angry canals. Thankfully, though, canal people are not very hard. So
some of them are. Would you be surprised? So I went in Scotland. There's a canal going from Fife to Edinburgh, and you go through.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
it's the Union Canal, that's what it's called. And I can't remember exactly where. Wester Hills. Rough part of like the outskirts of
Edinburgh.
You're pointing
at me like I know where that is.
Wester Hills. And I was driving this narrow boat through the corners of Wester Hills Union Canal, which are tight. And you're going through under bridges that are near like perpendicular angles, which is pretty hard to turn a narrow boat through a perpendicular angle on a river.
I have heard that.
I have heard that. And then at this one particular tight bend, I was turning the boat round, and then the propeller just got caught on something, and it was making the most horrendous noise, and I thought I'd broke the boat. And this was only a few years ago, but about 15 years ago, we'd also gone on a fucking narrowboat holiday where I again broke the boat. So I was kind
and
of
you were
like
10.
Yeah, I was 10.
It was Nick's fault for giving you.
No, I wasn't driving the boat when I broke the boat. I was just in the shower and flooded it. Like, I broke the water.
I don't know why I expected. I don't know.
I was 10, I plopped the toilet 7 times.
On a narrow boat holiday.
I
was in the shower for like 20 minutes too long.
I can just imagine the whole of the Arnold's family just dipping water from the boat because he's left the shower.
While Duncan had to towel around his waist, a towel for his hair, which he had at the time.
But yeah,
was the style of the time.
Second narrow boat holiday with the family. I was driving this boat through Wester Hills, and the propeller gets caught on a fucking like trolley and wheelie bin, like not a personal domestic wheelie bin, a full on industrial wheelie bin that has been chucked into the canal by some kids, and nearly broke a second boat.
Me and Sammy were tripped once at the coast, and we were just chilling just round it. You know when you go around St Edward's Bay, and there's these steps, there's these like little benches and that. If you keep following the path round. We decided to climb the rocks and climb the cliff back up, just for a bit of fun. And we saw a trolley, like, that had been thrown over. So what we did is we went, right, we'll do a good deed here. And we dragged the trolley up this cliff. Nightmare. It took us like 20 minutes to get this trolley up. And then we got it at the top of this cliff. And then we went, we've done something good there. And then we saw the cliff. And we saw the trolley. And we went, I wonder how far it bounced. You know, so we just pushed it back down. And we all went, hey!
We've all asked that question at one point in our life.
Technically,
you know,
how
far will it bounce?
Technically, I didn't fly to the trolley. I just moved the trolley and then pushed it back in.
Kicking can down the road still counts.
That's transporting litter.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Do you remember when mobiles got banned?
What? Yeah, no, because everyone kept chucking them, didn't they?
Yeah.
What are we actually here for, though, at the end of the day? Right, so many of our listeners or reprobates that are only our friends because they put up with us are listening to this right now. But some may recall that, how long ago was it? 2 years ago? 3 years ago? What year was it?
2 or 3 years ago.
Let's say it was circa 2017.
2 years ago, because it only just got promoted about 2 months beforehand.
Okay, that's good that you know that. But yeah, we went on holiday to a little place in the Netherlands known as Amsterdam.
But here's the thing, we only went there because it was cheaper than going to London to go see Black Park.
It was. I remember the day that me and Lloyd booked the tickets for it. We're at the Brandon Villa and he was just like, "You want to go see Black Park?" I was like, "Yeah, yeah, right then." And then we were looking at tickets and it was cheaper to go to Amsterdam, probably including ferry cost in that.
I think by the end it wasn't cheaper. Oh, yeah,
it definitely wasn't cheaper.
By the end of it, we were all very much out of money.
We were in the Brandon Villa. I went to buy tickets with Duncan to Block Party, and the website was in Dutch. I didn't know what the hell to do. It's a shame Arian wasn't there because he was. But then I really did a really rogue statement to the whole of the smoking area in bloody Brandon Villa. When I stood in my tail and went, "Can anyone read Dutch?"
No one
could read Dutch.
Was Google Translate not an option?
Not for Dutch, mate. It's a, you know, wiki-dicky language, isn't it? You know, it's almost like Latin, dead language.
Very similar to Belgium, actually. Very similar to Belgium.
That'll win me housemate back on side.
Is Belgian a language? I don't think it's a language, Belgian.
No, it's not about. No, it's Flemish.
Flemish.
No,
yeah.
It's not just Flemish. It's like Flemish, it's Dutch. It's a divided Flemish country over the languages, I believe. A lot of leather clad effeminate males in Belgium as well, I've noticed.
A lot of great beers.
What's the difference from Benwell?
Obviously, a lot of leather clad. Alright, so. We're going to Amsterdam. And. So, I met Duncan the day before.
I was there.
We were at the Tyne bar, and I go to Zach, "Oh, how much money you got for this week holiday we're having in Amsterdam on the ferry?"
Now, here's the thing. I may have underplayed it by only bringing 250 euros with us, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, you had money in your bank and stuff, you know.
But I
had a cool, because I didn't have Monzo yet, where I couldn't just pay on card, which was a shame. So I had a cool, like, 650 euros. We both then go to Duncan, and we go, "Duncan, mate, how much money have you got for this holiday?" And he goes, "60 quid.
And then I go out that same night.
And then we see
him. Which is interesting, because before we go to the ferry, we'll have a pint.
In time out, you know. That was a 10 quid round.
So, Duncan, how much money have you got?
He goes, 30 quid. And I can't watch him. I went out last night. Me and him were out. Me and Zach.
I think we shared the look of, like, one of us is about to give him money.
Oh, we both give him money. It was ridiculous, man. It was.
You should be thankful I had anything left.
It's a good job. Where'd you go as well? Where'd you go? Mushroom.
I think it was Rusty's.
I think it was Mushroom, Rusty's. You know.
Oh, did you go for this?
It might well have been Mushroom.
It might well have been 30 kind of Skittles.
Didn't get any wicked smells.
Easily done, though.
Oh, mate.
Easily done.
Pretty delicious.
So, we get on the ferry. Hang on, if we're going to go by the fines list or the chronological order.
I'm forgetful. So if you
don't even make it to the ferry before the first fine is dealt, which, you know, I think is an important bookend to the holiday. It's the first bookend, you know. Unfortunately, I made a faux pas and didn't know who Diane Abbott was.
No, you didn't know who Diane.
What was the story, though? Did she get her numbers mixed up or something? There was some story.
There's many a story about Diane Abbott.
I don't know who she is. I don't know why she came up.
Do you still not know who she is?
I've heard who she is now, yeah.
That doesn't confirm that you know who she is, though.
What? She represents Labour and wears funny shoes, I've heard.
Wasn't Diane Abbott shagging Linda Lopik? That was a cheeky girl.
Very different person.
Wasn't Diane Abbott
the cheeky girls was dating Linda Lopik?
Was it cheeky girl number one?
I believe it was.
Yeah.
Hang on, was Diane Abbott the one who got murdered by the Queen in Paris?
No, that's Princess Diana.
That's Princess Diana. Okay. Got you.
Wait, okay. So we're getting to this bloody... We're getting to the No Shields ferry.
Great place.
I don't think I've printed off our boarding passes Thankfully, we had nothing untoward in our bags, but the police were still ready to ask a lot of questions when we got there. They were going, so what are you going to Amsterdam for, lads? Oh, well, we're going to see Block Party, and then both look at each other going, never heard them. Well, that's fine, officer, you know. Where are you staying? And we're all three of us looking at each other, and we're going, I don't know. We'll sort that when we get Amsterdam, surely.
No, that's the one thing that I did have sorted. I sorted the accommodation out.
Yeah. We sorted the directions, but poorly.
We'll come back to that later.
For the entire holiday.
Yeah. So we then get
on the ferry, which is, you know, a lovely place to be.
We get on the ferry. Immediately, me and Zach get lost, which will be a running theme of this holiday. We're like, where do we go? Where's our room? And Duncan, just like a shining light in armor, is, follow me! We get there, and it's, if you've ever been to the Amsterdam ferry, it's bunk beds, and it's, you know, like they turn out, don't they? You're like,
you go
against the wall. Yeah. So me and Duncan immediately get the lower beds, leaving.
I like a button bunk.
Leaving the most uncoordinated of the three.
And ungraceful.
Ungraceful.
Unathletic to a degree.
So to get on the thing. So he immediately goes in the cupboard to get, which comes for his second. His second's fine, which is using ladder.
So what's the first one? Did he bruise himself?
It was Diane Abbott.
Oh, Diane Abbott. Diane
Abbott. No, hang on. I'm wrong.
No, because here's the thing. I go to use the ladder. Lloyd says, you can't use the ladder.
Ladder, you big girl.
Just big jump on it. Blouse. I then jump on it. My knee goes straight into the side of the bed. I fall off the bed.
So I've got written down here. I've got using ladder, one fine. Bed jump, fail, one fine. And bruised shin.
Yes, because the next day my shin was bruised.
Oh, mate, you stacked it, man. You absolutely stacked it. It was embarrassing.
Like, I'm not going to lie, there's a lot of fines on this list for me.
Oh, mate.
I think I've got the least.
On this list, anyway, because we lost the other half because you broke your phone.
Yeah, I did break my phone. But how did I break my phone?
I mean, being a champion athlete.
Undefeated.
But you broke your phone.
Yeah, but I'll take
it, Duncan.
Yes, my phone is cheap as shit.
But my reputation in air hockey will last an eternity.
Yes, it will.
So we get the bar. We're sick in drinks. We
playing some card games.
Duncan has already gained three fines for having a go at male bravado, sexism, and general xenophobia coming from me and Zach. I want to say mostly me.
I get fined for calling shit out.
Me, you were a real killjoy.
You were killing our buds.
We've not even had a huff and puffing moment yet.
Oh, mate,
it was early days.
The huff and puffing moment.
The early days is the first couple of hours of the trip.
Literally.
I don't think it's noted down anywhere, though, but we do have the brilliant idea to buy a bottle of vodka from the off-duty.
But the beers are very expensive in the thing. So we had about three rounds. They were all about £7 a pop. Not the rounds, the drinks.
The pints, yeah.
So we go, right, there's a duty-free, like we're getting an airport, because we're in international waters, aren't we? International waters. So anything to do with cockfighting, there wasn't. No, but so we then get a... We get a bottle of vodka, like, what was it, 70cl of vodka?
70cl absolute, I believe it was.
Yeah, which someone cleverly stored in their coat pocket. And every time we moved from pints to three Cokes, please. And then we just went in the deck and just, come on.
No, I was trying to persuade us to go on deck to pour the drinks, and you just wanted to stay in the corner of the bar.
We were pretty confident.
In the lounge.
We were pretty confident we could spy out
that we weren't getting looked at when we were obviously getting looked at.
So the waiters kept coming over, we kept ordering Cokes and getting increasingly more.
Can I have a Coke, please?
You go, I'll have another three Cokes, please. When I'm too drunk, it always comes on Magnum. Every time. So we eventually the guy comes over and just can you give us the vodka, please? And we have to just go,
oh, admit it.
There you go. Our spirits were broken until there was announced that there was a pop quiz. And this pop quiz, it's a highlight not only of the trip but of my life. Like we smashed until the end, obviously.
I feel as though we started off on the outskirts. You know, we're like, we'll sit down.
We did, because we've already been shedizzled. We've been caught out. We've been told to timmer down.
But there was also a grand prize.
There was a grand prize. And also, we were doing really good on the outskirts, and everyone was really shit.
Yeah,
but then we moved in and a little bit closer in, to the front row.
We got more competitive, didn't we?
Oh, wait, no.
Like, we're talking, we were running the score back. I remember 15,
the church bells came on George Michael's Faith, and I had already sat down in the chair by the end of the first church.
I've never seen a man move quicker.
I got George Michael suspiciously fast.
We should have known something was, you know, a bit off, but...
We should have known Lloyd was gay.
Don't worry, buddy, you'll admit it one day.
George Michael was gay?
What?
George Michael was gay?
Gay as the cum.
Phrasing.
I just thought he was a careless driver.
There's a few of the characters in this. Pop quiz. Teams in this pop quiz, you know.
So yeah, let's try and remember the teams.
Who were doing okay.
No, there was a gym.
I'll explain how the pop quiz works first.
Okay. Yeah, I'll explain how the pop quiz works.
You probably should have done it at the start.
Yes. So there is a chair in the middle of the dance floor. A single chair, a beautiful chair.
Let's not forget that this is the main night of entertainment on the ferry.
Oh yeah, there was a few bands, but this was well, if you want a cruise ship, this would be Mr. and Mrs., you know. This would be really top dog.
Tried to make it into that.
There was a chair in the middle of the dance floor, and you had to name the song and the artist. They want the song and the artist. Now, that is very clear, and that's exactly what they wanted. So, as we're saying, by the end of the game, there was 25 points on offer. Me, Duncan, and Zach had 14. The team in second place had 9.
Now, who was the team in second place?
Lord? The team in second place was a bunch of 15-year-old German girls, right?
Potentially 16, potentially 14. Who knows? Could have been 8. We don't know.
Unfortunately, their age is not confirmed.
Yeah, fortunately. As far as I'm concerned, if they're in the pop quiz, they're over 18. Right?
the main prize was about a Prosecco, so you've got to be in it to win it.
The waitress. The teachers were telling them all the answers, and they were gunning over and telling them the answers.
Obviously, the young kids are faster than the teachers, so they can get to the chair.
Oh, these kids were sprite. These kids were fast as hell, man. Us two.
Youthly.
Youthly fast.
Now, I've already got a bruised shin, so I'm already a little bit fucked.
Almost like they were sober. So everyone knew it.
Had the energy of a child.
There was a very, very camp compere who was doing the things, and he didn't like us immediately.
He did not.
I think
like
we'd already been rumbled for having this bottle of vodka.
Yeah. Word travels fast on the ferry.
Well, we hadn't even left the lounge though.
We could barely find our room. He's already bust his shin open and on the bed. Right. The last question, he goes, this one is for 10 points.
No, hang on. He goes around the room, says, how many points have you got? We've got 14, sir. How many points have you got? 9. How many points have you got? How many points have you got?
1.
We've only got 3.
Yeah.
Right. It's worth 12 points.
He works out in his head what could beat us, and that one, that's what it was for the last thing. So it comes on and it's do 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 do
do do do do do. Oh yeah, forget this one.
And I knew it. So
everyone knows. Everyone's like, oh, what's this?
I run up with fucking fever in my eyes, and I sit down and I go, lean on. What was it? No, Stand By Me.
Stand By Me.
Stand By Me. Sam Cooke. It's not Sam Cooke.
So Lloyd sits back down.
And then. I'm not even sitting back down.
I'm walking defeated back to the seat. And Duncan then goes, Lloyd!
I knew it. Run, you. Run, Charlie. Run all the way home. So I stopped pegging it, but then I see out the corner of my eye, the German lassie, bloody 14-year-old lassie's got it. She's got it, and she's beating us to the table.
She's been for legal reasons, potentially 16.
Potentially 16.
18. Like,
I will say we're on international waters, so she may as well have been any age.
Potentially 18.
So,
again, all these things happen allegedly.
Allegedly. This is all just part of our play.
A hypothetical situation that may or may not have occurred.
But yes, this German girl is running to the chair.
I am also running at the chair. She has her ass, I would say, 2 inches away from this chair when I grab her around the shoulders.
I can't believe you're admitting this.
And I throw her. I throw her at least 10 yards. She was light. She was really light.
She skidded across the vinyl dance floor.
She did, mate. And the whole boat was shocked. The boat was shocked.
For the silence that fell over the room, you might as well have thrown in the river. Or the river. The sea. The North Sea.
In my defense, she was German.
After that happened, like, I then just slowly meandered towards the seat. Yeah. Sat down. And same song. Stand By Me. Ben Kingsley.
So yeah, Ben Kingsley. As soon as he said Ben Kingsley, I knew he was wrong. I knew he was wrong.
Of course, Ben Kingsley, the actor.
He played Gandhi. He
did.
He played Gandhi. He didn't say. He didn't sing. It was actually Benny King.
Benny King. Eventually the Germans got it.
So we were getting it. So I.
We were robbed of that.
So we left the pop quiz. Defeated.
Empty handed.
Probably for
good
reason.
We knew we had
to
pick it up some way. So we went to the casino, obviously, you know, just slip straight into the casino.
To drown our sorrows.
I will just read out two finds beforehand. We have feet up on the table for me, kicking Zach's chair for me, and
falling off a chair?
I fell off a chair, yeah. And I've got one, which I can't remember, just laughing at the expense of the disabled.
Hang on.
Which I assume is Zach.
I think it was you. I wrote that down, but I can't remember what the joke was.
Here's our new sponsor. He's going to be with us. I've spoken to him a lot. I've got a lot of the products.
Zach knows him well, actually. I hear. Yeah,
I do know him quite well. Actually.
What's he called again? I forget.
Buddy Pear.
Hi, I'm Buddy Pear. Are your podcasts suffering from incontinent drivel? Are your hot topics just not hot enough? Or simply, this week's guest is a boring fuck? Then you need podcast powder! It's the only thing that'll get your podcast whiter than white and instantly forgettable. Simply arrange your podcast powder in a horizontal congregation and feel the snorts of laughter flow through your podcasts. Warning, podcast powder may not guarantee any actual improvement of either quality, morality or humour of your podcasts.
Hey, that podcast powder sounds good, doesn't it?
No, it does, mate. Honestly, I've sampled it, and honestly, like, before I was taking podcast powder, the podcast was standing.
With it?
And they were just, but we've got an ad for everyone for podcast powder. And honestly, I think we should also try it. Just for podcast, so not for recreational use. And we're back. It does sound pretty in that.
It does sound good. That.
So we then went. We then went to the
casino.
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 I'm not gonna lie. It went badly for me. Even though I was far the most skilled player there.
See, you say that, but
the results,
like,
show.
You come to me on the day of my winning deals, and I know how to play roulette. You just hedge your bets.
So that's the thing.
There's no skill in roulette, right? Can we all agree on this, listeners?
It's not about skill in roulette. Again, it's not about skill. It's just about putting your fingers in as many pies as possible and hoping one of those pies come out with something.
No, we're talking about roulette, not your Dane, mate.
Both the same.
I've always bet on red.
I'll have 5 on 23.
All right, so we're at the casino. I went out immediately. I started coaching Zach. They both won big.
He says coaching. He would just shout at me to hit it or sink
across
it.
The table.
Before
we were playing blackjack, man.
Before I'd even look
at
my cards.
We were playing blackjack.
Before I'd look at my cards. I'd look at my cards and go, hit it. Out. And those guys going, uh-huh. Hit it. I'm like,
with your rhythm.
Get out.
Hidden quid.
So we walk out of the casino with, Duncan has about 150 euros, which is about 100% return on investment of what he got. Less than I lent him,
by the way. He owed me 250.
I'm sure this is before you lent me money. This is on the trip there.
Duncan,
I put
you had 30 quid, of course we're lending you fucking money. No, you probably.
But I put a tenner of my own money on that and got 70 quid back.
I will about 200 euros on the blackjack table. So we go, right when you go.
I was doing 150.
Do 150. We're walking down to cash out, you know, we got 350.
You started
quid.
With 150.
350 quid, whatever.
End of with zero.
And just before we even get to the front desk to cash it out, Lloyd turns to both of us and says, lads.
Let's all put it in the kitty.
Should we put it in the kitty?
We already had a kitty gun.
Too much of a... What? They were shite.
We'd had brief discussion of a kitty.
But the kitty idea fell down when Duncan had no money to put into it. So, you know,
collective effort here, is there?
Duncan's really betting up. Do you remember he tried to skip his own mouth?
We'll get to it.
I think I'll stop out with this one, lads. I'm a bit skinned, a bit stoned. We're going, it's your round, you bastards.
I also want to point out, we're still on the journey to Amsterdam portion of the holiday.
We're not even there yet.
This is going to be a long old podcast.
We best chunder through. Let's wrap through a couple of finds,
right,
and then we'll get into
I will say, we then go back to the bar, and I, grovelling like a child, I go, can we have our vodka back, please? And they go, are you getting to bed? Yeah. Then we go vodka back and we go to sleep. Yeah. Now,
we wake up the next morning.
The next morning.
Me and Lloyd are excited.
Oh, we are. Like kids on Christmas. We're all very hungover, but we're kids on Christmas. And we go to Duncan. Wake up, Duncan. Wake up. We're here. It's Amsterdam. We'll be off the boat in like 10 minutes. And he turns round and just goes, fuck off. He's so hungover.
Duncan gets the first fine of being a huff
and puffin. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, there's many to come.
Me and Lloyd go for a breakfast on the terrace, windy as fuck.
Yeah, we go to the tank, we polish off the vodka.
I had a coffee and a tab.
I had a coffee and a tab and immediately a shit.
Right now.
Breakfast of champions.
And then, so we're waking Duncan up. What we don't know is what do you have? Where like there's a stairway.
The way off the boat,
the pedestrian way off the ferry is broke. So we all have to go through the car park once the cars have left. So we've woke Duncan up and there's a further hour wait to get off the ferry. The man is furious. With us, but means that don't care.
We're happy, we're
in Amsterdam.
Where are the fines?
Well, mate, the fines
we've just
are
left
very,
the ferry.
Very higgledy pig.
I reckon we should just blast through a couple of fines that we don't quite remember.
Okay, right. Well, while I'm here, we've got one for Paddy Power. Paddy Power. Because one time, this is essentially a code for Zach being very unclear because the man mumbles. He's been doing elocution lessons just for this podcast.
Elocution?
Elocution.
A cushion.
Look, my favourite sort of cushion. It's an elocution. He was telling us about a bet at the Hancock, and there was like six of us, and he was going, so I've got a 6-1 bet on Puddy Purr.
Now, what I would like to preface this with is, I've been drinking since maybe one.
Oh, mate.
As a bartender, I must sample the finest bourbons, and maybe drink more after that sampling and keep going until the match is on at 7. You know, it's just what you do. So I was very half cut at the time.
Hedge your bets.
Hedge your bets.
So we have on Zach's front, we have, before we get to the room, we have the Tammy and Prefab Sprout defense. I presume he quoted Prefab Sprout and me and Duncan enjoyed it so much. we give him a sign off.
All right, yeah, I forgot we
also
did this.
We also have the Robbie defense, and I presume this is when
Robbie Williams
danced to Robbie. Yeah, and I joined them.
Yeah, I feel like I do remember that.
I love dancing with Robbie. I did it on a Mexico holiday. Every holiday I've ever been on. If Millennium comes on, I am on the dance
floor. But are you loving Angels instead?
Well, he's got a bit weird now. But I think our vision is so bad that copyright won't even come into it. Right.
To be fair, I think the next...
Lloyd and Duncan, sing the tunes!
I think the next final list does bring us into Amsterdam actually, you know, being in the city.
We have an Iggy Pop misquote.
I presume I just said, you know, like...
Iggy Pop.
Lust to death.
Yeah. But yeah, the next What's one that's after that is...
Oh, I've got to find the kitty shite.
Yeah.
Which we've already covered.
We've watched at least one of the first Lord of the Rings by now. I think we've watched Fellowship by this point.
We also should probably not skirt over this, but Duncan has 5 fines on the list for calling She-Ra a centre-back. Which is a heinous fine.
A heinous crime.
He's a Markham in disguise.
He is. Right. We'll get to Amsterdam. We're within 5 minutes of me being in the room in Amsterdam. I lost the room key.
We're only just in Amsterdam.
We get the room. The room's great.
I remember having a bit of card trouble or like a bit of an issue with cards because I obviously had no money, but
you couldn't get any money out.
All the hostel was on my card.
Right, we were on the island.
Yeah,
we were on an island.
The ferry. We couldn't get. We lost. We couldn't get the ferry. Could we? Or I couldn't find the ferry.
Oh,
to the north part of the island. Behind
the station.
Behind the station. Oh, we were wandering around that station for ages. Well, I mean, if you are going to have beer, you need to go get some more. In time.
Arian, can you please confirm that the ferry to the northern part of Amsterdam is actually quite difficult to find?
If you don't know what you're looking for, yeah.
Thank you.
But Duncan Hall, King of Directions.
If you didn't hear that, Arian said, no, you're an idiot.
It's at the north.
It's at the north.
But yes,
we could have just got a compass, you chili.
We found ourselves in a bit of predicament when me and Lloyd had both brought cash out to Amsterdam, presuming that you just pay in cash.
And then if you do pay on card, if you've got a Santander, they charge you £2 every time you use your card.
You get exchange.
But we were on an island, staying there and, you know, maybe drinking there occasionally, where it was card only, just everywhere. Like, the bars, the hostels.
We were on the trendier part of Amsterdam, to be honest.
It was good fun. Definitely.
We didn't explore it. There was a brilliant film museum. There's a brilliant bunker club there. Yeah. There's apparently a really good market on the north side.
We did go to a very good burger restaurant, though.
Yeah. I didn't get the burger, though.
It's a shame.
Duncan didn't have any money. So he went, lads, I'm not going to get a burger in here because I'm so skint. And we were like, mate, just get a burger, man. We'll lend you more money. He's like, no, I've lent enough. And then we go to pee at the bar. And he goes,
I'll act this out because you go to play table football or pool at this point. So I walk over. Kitty money in hand. We had Kitty at this point because, you know, paying the bill, whatever. I go, Iron Mate, we're sat on table 18. Can I pay the bill? There's nothing on table 18. All right, well, you know, I've worked in bars before, as you may know. And I say, oh, mate, is there anything on table 17 or 16? You know, it might be on the wrong table. He just looks at me, shrugs his shoulders, goes,
you've already paid.
I don't know. I go, okay, cool.
It was obviously his last day there.
Obviously his last day. You know, I'm like, willing to walk away and you admit defeat in trying to pay this bill for this very lovely burger before Lloyd Holmes boils over to me and looks at this guy swearing in the eyes and goes, hi mate, where do I get the pool balls from for the pool table? The guy looks at him and goes, they're in the table. Again,
it's
last day.
Like, we've managed to dine and dash and linger for a game of pool. And it was also, like, so the rule of thumb was, because I wasn't paying for stuff, that I'd have to go and make the orders. So I, like, initially did this of making the order, like, asking to pay for it, and they were like, they've not paid for it.
We tried lingering to play a game of pool. We're told, the pool balls are in the table. Lloyd says, they're not. He then shrugs again and goes,
It was the cheekiest dine and dash I've ever done, because what we did is not pay for a meal, have a further drink, played a bit of table football, then left. And we thought as well, because we were this arrogant, that the barmaid was really nice to us. Because
She was lovely.
Because she was really nice. But we were like, do you reckon we're that handsome she just paid for a meal?
No, I wouldn't have thought that.
I thought that, like,
she may have recognised you as Newcastle's cheekiest bastard.
If she was going to pay for our meal, it would have been out of pity.
Possibly.
Oh, mate, I was looking guapo that holiday.
Guapo?
Well, that was... It's Hispanic for handsome.
No, it's not.
It is?
Also,
is it?
Hispanic.
We're getting off point.
What we keep doing is like talking about getting to Amsterdam and then talking about a fine that happens like 3 years later.
We're getting off
later.
Point. We'll stay away from the fine for now.
We get to Amsterdam.
We get to Amsterdam. We go to a cafe. I have a full English because when in Rome.
I also have a full English because, you know,
yeah. We all have full Englishes. We get the room. He immediately loses his room key. There's a ping pong table in this hostel.
We spy out early.
Oh, and we really... me and Duncan really go for it. I'm talking like Federer and Nadal if we were both fat and shit.
King of the spin.
King of the spin. All right. And then we'll head out and then we'll go to, I would say, because there's two ways you can get out of, once you're out of the station,
there's three directions you can go. You can go down the middle, to the right, or to the left.
We immediately went to the left where all the weed bars are and you can get the closest bit of the red light district. Now, I didn't like it. I thought it was seedy. I wasn't a fan.
We also got lost on the same street for approximately 4 hours.
So Duncan then goes, because he's a bloody junkie, he goes and gets us some weed. Now, I don't smoke weed anymore. I haven't really properly since I was about 15. Also in Amsterdam, if any police are listening. Not in the woods of Great Park.
It's me, Christopher Bug. Christopher Bug. I'm gonna go around your house. I'm gonna go around your city. I'm gonna find out what's good about it, because I'm over 30. I can't get any more work with my dick, so I'm gonna go find what's really appealing about your city, and hopefully I can afford my fucking alimony.